Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tainis daf Chavav, and we are on Chav Hey Amabez at the bottom. We're at the Mishnah at the end here of Meseches Tainis relating to the five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av, five tragedies that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz. Well-known topics today that we'll try to do what we can to get through. So the Mishnah tells us here on the bottom of Chaf Hayim Beis, Chamisha Dvarim Iruos Avoseinu B'Shavuos B'Tammuz, right? Why are we talking about this? Because we spent the whole Masechta talking about fast days, personal fast days for the rain, and what happened on those days. So now the Masechta ends by continuing talking about fast days, the public fast days, the fast days for Shavuos B'Tammuz and the fast day of Tisha B'Av, the most chamor of the rabbinic fast days. So there are five tragedies why we fast on the 17th day of Tammuz, and five reasons why we fast on Tisha B'Av. Shavuos B'Tammuz, what were the five events that happened on Shavuos B'Tammuz? Nishtabra Luchos, that's the day that the Luchos were broken, as the Gemara will go in through the dates. Shabra Luchos Ubatal Atamid, that is the day that the carbon tamid stopped being brought. That's the anchor, the most basic carbon, the carbon that always goes first and last every day. And they ran out of animals during the siege, a couple weeks before the Khorban. Vehuvka Ha'ir, that's the day that the walls were broken, 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av. Vesarav Apostamus as a Torah, and Apostamus, different discussions who that was, but there was a Torah that a Russia burned, and Hemet Selem Behechel, and a Tselem and Avodah Zarah was put into the Hechel, by his Rishon, by his Sheni, at one of the points. Those are the five tragedies of Shavuos B'Tammuz. The Tisha B'Av, Nigzar Alav Oseinu, Shalei Katzul Aretz. On Tisha B'Av was the Gzeira that we're not going in, meaning the Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaMeraglim happened on the Bnei Yisrael. The spies came back to Bnei Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. The Charev HaBayis HaRishona Ubishnia and the Churban, both Churbanos happened, as we know. V'nilketa Beitar, and 50 years, 50 plus years after the Churban was when Beitar was massacred, they thought that it was going to be a short geula, like the first geula was, somewhat short, and Beitar was massacred. We know later on there was a nace that the bodies didn't become disgusting, and they were zochel kvura. That was the later event of burying the haruge Beitar, and that's why when Chazal made the bracha v'tov ha'metiv, the fourth bracha benching. But v'nilka de Beitar, when the original tragedy happened, it was on Tisha B'Av. V'nechrasha ha'ir, and that's the time when not only did they destroy the mikdash, they decided to rub out any remnant of the Mikdash and plow over the whole city. As we have seen with our enemies, Ad HaYom HaZeh, they not only want to destroy the Jewish people, they want to destroy Jewish history and remove any relic, any raya, any proof that the Jewish people were ever had a history in a certain place specifically. So here, specifically Yerushalayim, as is discussed here, V'nechra Shahair, that's also took place on Tisha B'Av. So we're going to go through each of the items. One note about Bikurim, about Meraglim and its connection to Bikurim. There's an Arizal that says that Bikurim is the tikkun for the Chet HaMeraglim. Why? Because Bikurim is all about Hodah on Eretz Yisrael. I come to the Beis HaMikdash with the new fruit, and I'm very excited, and I thank Hashem for Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash, and that's a tikkun for the Chet of the Meraglim, which was a rejection of the Chavivus of the land of Israel. But there's an unbelievable diuk that we have mentioned relating to the connection, the parallel between the Meraglim and the Bikurim. So if you look at the Mishnah in Bikurim that describes the Bikurim parade in the third parak, Ketzan Mafrishinus HaBikurim, how will you be Mafrish Bikurim? What do we do? It's not like all the other mitzvot HaTlulis Baris that we wait until after everything is grown and then we take a percentage of it. No, this is before it grows. When you first see the little blossom, you go out and you put a little ribbon on it. Yored Adam Zof Sodeu, Varo, and you see, Te'ena Shabichra, Eshkol Shabicher, Rimon Shabicher. If I see a pig or a pomegranate or a vine or a kosher begemi v'omer hare elu bikurim, and I designate it, and then the mishnayos go through the whole parade that takes place. The question that we could ask is, why does the Mishnah only pick three of the shivas aminim? Right, all seven bikurim is all by all seven. So if you want to take out chita and seora, it's hard to like put a ribbon around those. Okay, but they're still dates and they're still olives. So why are those left out? So Rav Menachem Zemba says, because that's exactly the three that the Meraglim had. That's why dafka those three are mentioned in the Mishnah Bikurim. Because the Pasuk says in Shlach, what they do, Vayechuzu Bisham Zemora, Ve'eshkol Anavim Echad, Vayisuvam Bishmaim, Umina Rimonim, Umina Teinim. Exactly, those three are the ones that were brought back. So that's why the tikkun for that is Mikra Bikurim. One hara on the Meraglim. Also, Nilka de Beitar, so we know Beitar was massacred just a short while after the Churban, 52 years, and the Rambam discusses this in the end of Malachim, where the Rambam discusses that even Rabbi Akiva was convinced that this was going to be a short galus. You might say maybe it's partly because of Rabbi Akiva's whole attitude in life, that he was always positive and optimistic, and he thought this is it. Says the Rambam, Al Yal Al Dai Techosh, Amelach HaMashiach, Tzorach Lasos Osus Umopsim. Don't think that Mashiach has to do miracles. Rambam just already explained that Melach HaMashiach is going to come back to be Machzer Malchus Beis David, to bring all Jews back to Eretz Yisrael, to build the Beis HaMikdash, and all the dinim are going to go back to what it was. And now the Rambam says, and don't think Melach HaMashiach has to be do unbelievable miracles. Umechadish Dvarim Ba'olam Umechayim Esim. And to bring back the dead. Shatipshim Omrim. Eina davar kein. Don't think that. Why? Shahare Rabbi Akiva. Chacham gadol mechachmei mishnahaya. Rabbi Akiva was an amazing chacham. Hu haya nosei kelev shel ben Kuziba hamelech. And he was the schlepper of ben Kuziba, who we call Bar Kochva. For hu haya, right, based on the pasuk in Balak, dara kochav mi Yaakov. Kochva. Star. For hu haya omer alav shu hamelech mashiach. Rabbi Akiva thought he was Mashiach. V'dima hu v'chol chachmei doro shehu ha-melech ha-mashiach ad sheneharag ba'avonos. Till he was killed in his sins. V'kiva sheneharag noda she'ena Mashiach. Once he was killed, they realized they were wrong. V'lo shalom imen ha-chachamim, but they didn't ask him to do osos u'movsim. How they even think in the first place? V'ikar advarim kachein, shatora azos ein chukeo mishpatea mishtanim lo'olam lo'olam me'olamim, v'mosifan aleim v'logorim mehem v'chulu. And then the Raman uses that example as proof that one doesn't need miracles. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara. Ksiv Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. So let's go through the math now for the breaking of the Luchos. So Hashem's presence resting on Har Sinai. Ve'chasu anon sheshes yamim. Ve'kra Moshe b'yam ha-shvi. Assume this means the beginning of Sivan, right? The first days of Sivan. And then finally on the seventh day, the next day, Moshe Rabbeinu is called up to Har Sinai. Vayal Moshe, and he goes up. Shvi Shula Achar Adibros. It's the seventh day, which is the day after Maimon Har Sinai, the Arses Adibros, which happened on the sixth of Sivan. V'tchila l'arbam, and it was the first of the 40 days. And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Amar le Moshe arbon yom ha'anim avid betura. I'm going to be on the mountain for 40 days. Kivan shi'egia yom arbon v'lo ba, 40th day, and miyad v'yar mo'ham kiboshi ish Moshe l'redes b'nahar. The Am saw, the Sukkim described that Moshe was late. In their view, he was late. V'kivan shi'egia sheish shows v'lo ba, because 6 hours came and he didn't come down. Miyad v'yikol ha'am al Aaron. They come to Aaron, Elohim, v'gomer, bring us, we need a God. Bring us an Elohim. And then they have the whole tragic story, Aaron HaKohen and his involvement, and the eagle comes out. And after the whole story, Hashem says to Moshe, V'edav Hashem, Moshe, lech raid kishiches amcha. Go down, because your Am has fallen. And remember the Bnei Yisaschar's diuk, Saru Maher. That's one of only two psukim in the Torah that start with the Samach. Saru Maher by the Egel, and Slachna Lavon Hamazah, forgive, right? I think by the Meraglim. What's the connection? Why dafka only those two psukim? So says the Bnei Yisaschar, sometimes we feel that we're in a cycle, right? The Samach is a circle, a cycle of sin, and we can't get out of it. Saru Maher, we're just going around and around. Right, about our cycle of sin is infinite. So the Torah teaches us Hashem's cycle of forgiveness is also infinite. And that's slachna la'avana zeh go dechazdecha. So the eagle happens, Vayishba, Yoshua's Kalam Bereol, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, and the first he meets Yoshua, who's been waiting at the bottom of the mountain. He's like, thank you for coming down, I've been waiting for you. So Moshe says, you hear what's going on? V'yomer Moshe, kol malchama v'machaneh. And all of a sudden Yoshua didn't realize, he was so focused on waiting for his Rebbe. He's like, oh, what's that noise? It must be a war. Moshe says, that's not a war. Amar Moshe, Adam Shuasil Anik Sraral Shishim Ribo, Enu Yodel Hafkin Mekol Akol, the one who's going to be a leader of 2 million. 600,000, you can't tell the difference between noise, between different types of kolos? The Mefarshim wonder, did Moshe already know that Yeshua was going to be the leader? Sounds like for me, it was like Moshe was like, you're going to be the leader. Like, was he still hoping for his kids? Right? So maybe I saw it, and that's why he was so upset. He's in the Sefer Kvod Chachamim in the back. He suggests that maybe Moshe thought it would be like a team. Kasev Yifei Marash, he says, who yada mi pi Hashem, yada ze misvara. Because he saw the midos of Yeshua ben Nun, right? Masadil Asaf Salim. Mi Yubesefer Magala Mukos. Magala Mukos, buried in the Ramah Cemetery. Tamasham. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu Rab, Sifra Shalom Arishon, Kaladaros. Dimke Kiyada. He saw that Sefer of Adam Arishon with the leaders of all the, every generation. So maybe that's how he knew. Vitirit Shahaya Sover Shiyu ben Yisrael Shneiman Higim. Maybe he thought there were two. He says, Einata Levatcha Tuchali Saha Amazach, Reish Lohayel Chahavchana Bazeh. He says, you didn't understand what this call was. You gotta understand the people in order to be a good leader. Shema Mina Shani Muchan Davka Lahanigosam Avodas Hashem, Viatatia Muchan Lates Lavo, Lifneam Lakibush Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we'll be a team. Va'ani Vata Nanhigatador. Maybe that's what he thought at this stage, suggests the Kvod Chachamim. But Yeshua ben Nun did not understand the people at this point. Vayomer, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ein kol anos gevura, ein kol anos chalusha. There are no victors here. There are those that are being vanquished. Kol anos anochi shomea. There's just a loud screaming. Amar Rabbi Yosef, kol kilos avodah zara anochi shomea. I hear praise of avodah zara. Again, major discussion in the Mefarshim. What type of chait was the egel? Was it mamish avodah zara? Was it just looking for an intermediary? The Ramban, it wasn't really Avodah Zarah. So again, that's something that should be talked about if we have any time. Rabbi Yudim B'Shem Rabbi Yosa. Ein kol dar v'dar she'ein bo unki achas michet yoshal egel. There is that one generation that doesn't have a little bit, unki, a little bit, a little ounce from the, that's punished from the chet of the egel. And Hashem spread it out over the generations. When Moshe Rabbeinu, so Hashem says, you've sinned, they've done an egel. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes down the mountain, and he sees the egel and the macholos. Reb Chilkiya b'shem Reb Acha Mikan. Shalo ye adam don umodos. There is a question that's asked by all the Rishonim, but the Yerushalmi gives their own answer. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu come all the way down the mountain, see what's going on, and then break the luchos? Hashem already told them up top that the Bnei Yisrael sinned, and there's an egel. So break him up there, just leave him up there. Many answers given. Maybe he wanted to give the shock treatment. He wanted to show them what they had and bring it in front of them. Right? Says the Yerushalmi here, a different shot. If you're a judge, never give a verdict until you see the facts. Don't judge by estimation. A little strange though here. God told you the facts. Right? You're not, but maybe it's just, in this case, you're right. But Moshe's teaching us for the future. Not that he needed any other question about the facts. But Doris Moshe Mikav Vachomer. Why did Moshe break the Luchos? Again, before we get there, there are other deyas in the Mefarshim. There's a great Sfarno. The Sfarno says, Moshe Rabbeinu came down. Maybe he thought originally, okay, I'll get him to do tshuva. I'll just put this down and get him to do tshuva. And then he came down. What did it say? He saw the Egel and the Macholos, the circles, the dancing, the celebration. He saw the Simcha that they had in the sin. He says, no, that's too much. Says, I can get them to do tshuva from sin, but their hislavus, their excitement for the sin, says the Svarno, that's the emphasis in the pasuk. That's the emphasis in the pasuk, and that's what Shirasha you smechem bekilkul sha'asu. Ubazeh his katse finoa shiuchal atakin amuvas, povachachsul tamusam, viruyim losman lucha. So these luchos, they're not going to be for them. If you look in the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah also, on that pasuk, quotes many different opinions about why Moshe Rabbeinu, let's see if I'm going to read this now, or after, he comes down, he says, yeah, the lashon of the Medrash. Reit shiches amcha haya. Haya tofes beluchos, velo hayamam in shachatu Yisrael. Say those words. He didn't believe it. Amar, im eini roa, eini mamin. Hashem told him, they did the luchos. The Medrash says here in Mem Vav Aleph, in Medrash Rabbah, he didn't believe him. Moshe Rabbeinu says, sometimes you have a principal that says to a parent, you know what your child did? He's like, it couldn't be my child. I saw it with my own eyes. Couldn't be. Moshe Rabbeinu says to God, it couldn't be. And he says, Efshar shlohaya Moshe mamin bakarish baruchu sha'amal kishiches amcha. The Medrash asked that kasha, how could he not believe God? Ella Hodia Moshe Derech Eretz LeYisrael. Afilu Sheyadam Shomea Dover Min Yechidi Naman. Osmel Kabbalah Dusa Lasso Dover Epiv Imeno Roa. Maybe it's just teaching us. Okay, and there are other days also. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Dorash Moshe Kavachomer, Moshe Dasha Kavachomer, a similar one quoted in the Bavli. Meaning, why did he break the Luchos? Ma in Pesach Shi Mitzvah Yechidus. Pesach is only one mitzvah. Nemar Bavachal Arel Oyochal Bo. Yet it says, an Arel, someone who is uncircumcised, cannot eat the current Pesach. HaTorah Shekala Mitzvah Klubos Ba'alachas Gadol HaKamba. So the whole Torah, surely somebody who is an Arel, the language of the Gemara in the Bavli is about Mumar. If a mumar can take the part of the Quran Pesach, a heretic, then surely the whole Torah. Moshe, he threw them down, he broke them. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Lo Sheyishabrim. Another pshat, Rabbi Shmuel says, Hashem told him to break them. Shenemar, v'achtov al aluchos, ha-sever m'shariya, aluchos ha-rishonim ha-shashibarta. Amar Lo Yafasisa ha-shashibarta. He gave him a shkayach, yashar koach ha-shashibarta. Right, and that's the last Rashi at Chumash, that Moshe Rabbeinu, one of Moshe Rabbeinu's greatest achievements was that he was so kuffed to the MS. The Luchos, this was what he davened for. This is what he brought. This was his goal. His high point, and yet he broke them. Somehow, Hashem telling a shkoyach to him afterwards, Rabbi Shmuel assumes that means that he must have said it to him in the first place. Thank you for doing that. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Onasan. Okay, we're going to have a couple of unbelievable Ma'amore Chazal here. Some of them not so well known. Haluchos ayarkan shisha tvachem ve'arach by shlosha. The luchos were 6 by 3. There are other gemaras that talk about the measurements also. Vaya Moshe tafus b'tvachayim. And Hashem doesn't have a body. That's one of the animamins. So we have to know how to understand this gemara. But it says Moshe was grabbing the two tvachem of the luchos. V'akadosh baruch hu b'tvachayim. And then Hashem was grabbing the other two sides. And there was a tug of war. B'tvachayim haya revach be'emsa. Maybe that was what was going on when Hashem was showing Moshe the Luchos. But once they did the Luchos, once they did the Egel, Hashem's like, I'm taking them. And he starts grabbing them. The Gavra Yado Shel Moshe. It sounds like heresy, but we're just saying what the Gemara says. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu's hands overcame God's. Obviously Hashem let him have it. The Chatzva Mimenu and grabbed it. What's the symbolism of this machlokas? There wasn't an actual grabbing. It could be that Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was saying, I guess the malachim were right. I guess I'm going to keep these. And Moshe was like, no, it's okay. We could try it. We could do it. And Moshe, so to speak, overcame, and the Midas HaRachamim was able to overcome. Hu shakasa mishabcho besofa omer. And that's what it says at the end of the Torah. Moshe had a strong arm. Ulekala yada chazaka. Yashlama al yada de gavris alei mina or yamina. Moshe's hand was able to overcome gods. Again, there's so much that is deep here. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yosef b'shem Barabaya. Haluchos ayim avakshon lefroach. A different shot. The Luchos wanted themselves to fly up. Lefroach. Vaya Moshe Tovson. Again, maybe the message is like the Malachim said. The spiritual side of the Luchos, of the Torah, was basically saying, not interested in earth. Look what happens here. And Moshe keeps grabbing them. And Moshe says, no. Shetechsov etfos b'shnei aluchos. Tani b'shem Rav Nechemya, haksav atzmo parach. The letters themselves, the Gemara also has a lashon like this, the letters themselves flew up to heaven. Connected to the following. Rav Azariah b'shem Rav Yehuda bar Simon. Haluchos ayam masu yarboam sa'at. The luchos weighed. Vaksav ayusovlan. And the ksav, the luchos were pretty heavy, but the letters helped carry them. What might that mean? We know the luchos, the letters were chiseled through. It was air. So the fact that there was a lot of air there made it less heavy, and that's how Moshe was able to carry them. Kivat Sheparach Haksav, but once the letters flew up to heaven by the Egel, Kavdu Al Yadav Shel Moshe, then the space where the letters were filled in, and that was all stone. And that's why it got heavier. V'naflu v'nishtabru. One shot, right? And the lead fell down. Moshe didn't throw down the luchos. He dropped the luchos because they got so heavy. Ribun bar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, avivi bar tuvi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, l'tovazon she'iso nishtabru. Really? Again, there's a whole section here that some girsos have, some don't have. We're going to read it quickly. Mashal Melech Vaser Vadam, right? As for the Tova of Yisrael that they broke, like a king. Shalach Rashi quotes part of this on Chumash. Shalach Shliach Lekadesh Isha, Velita Laksuba. King sends a shliach to go marry a woman for him. for him. Halach ha-shliach u-matzah shakilkala. The shliach goes and finds that the woman was mezana. V'ayah shliach pikeach v'ayah shishbina. And the shliach was very smart. Amar, he says, Amaninos in l'ksubach shav, he nidras beishas ish. If I really have her fully married, she's a married woman who is mezana, it's going to be even worse for her. Ma'asa natlaz l'ksubah v'kara. He ripped up the ksubah, they're not married. Amar emani omar melach ani hargal shazinsa ani omar lo adach shafi neemenes bepruya shalom nalak subasa vat bekadroka beishazish. And this way, when the king finds out, she won't be chayeves bisa because she's not a married woman. V'chein asa, and that's what happened here. Moshe shibra saluchos lo rasa l'nem liYisrael. Moshe didn't want to give the luchos. L'vishe matzad bekilko ma'isa ha'egel. The egel is like a vadazara, and therefore I'm not giving the luchos. You won't be quoted, so to speak. We won't be fully married, so it won't be as bad. Mutav sheyidoru kishokugin v'yidoru kabazidin. That's what I'll do. Amar im yomer liHakadosh Baruch Hu ani harga and al she'asu osa ma'isa. Hashem says I'm going to destroy them. Ani omer lo adachshav lo kibul asa Torah lo ayayodin. Didn't get the whole Torah yet. They didn't get the ksuba yet. El amachre v'yaros egel mechol v'yichav Moshe v'yashlech v'yado osa luchos v'yishaber osa tachas hahar. That's the extra added in that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos, which was the symbol of the ksuba, so we wouldn't be fully married, so Hashem wouldn't be able to punish us as much. Again, a lot of symbolism there, but that's the story of the luchos. Again, the luchos were broken on Shivasa Batamuz, right? Because Shivasa Batamuz is 40 days after Shavuos. 40 days after Shavuos, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up on the 7th, came down on the 17th. It was supposed to be a very wonderful, happy day. At least the next day, the 18th, but we miscalculated a lot of different pshatim in the Mefarshim, what exactly was the chait, but we'll leave that for now. It was definitely a lack of patience, right, which many sins in the Tanakh have to do with a lack of patience, not waiting, right? The, Shaul HaMelech, right, had his sins with lack of patience and, others as well. There's a pshat of David HaMelech that if David HaMelech would have waited for Uriah to die properly, would have been able to marry Bathsheba. Okay, second to last line. Ubatal HaTamid. The Karma Tamid stopped on Shvasa Batamus. Rav Simon B'Shem B'Shem Ben Levi. Bimei Malchus Yavon. The first view here is it was in the days of the Greeks, meaning by Asheni. Haimashashin, Blahem Shtei Kubo Shalzav. There was a siege, so every day the Jews sent out two bags of gold. Vayomalan Shtei Kfasim. Two bags of gold from the Trumas HaLishka, right, from the, because that had to be bought from the carbon seabor, and the Greeks sent them in two sheep. The Shagas Aryeh says it must be that the halacha of checking a carbon for 4 days beforehand is only lechatchila, because they got these sheep and then they makrav them every day. So he brings a raya from here that it must be that's only a din lechatchila, not a din b'dieved in the Gevuras Ari. So he says, the sheep came. One time, they sent him two bags of gold. And instead of sending sheep, which you need for the carbon tamid, they sent up two goats. So what did they do? At that moment, Hashem helped them out. Hashem opened up their eyes. They found two more sheep. They found two more sheep. They thought there were none left. And they found two more. Alosa Shah, Heir Reb Yehuda ben Baba or Ben Abba, Al Tamid Shal Shachar Shakar Ba'arba Shos. That's when they brought the carbon Tamid late. Because they were waiting and then they found these two. And that's why you could daven Shachris until that time. Usually they brought the carbon much earlier, but because they, one time, and somebody, they brought it like at that time, that's the, relating to the Zman of Shachris. Amar Rabbi Levi, Abimei Malchus Arisha Hazos, also at the time of this Malchus Harish, this wicked Malchus, which always means the Romans. So later on in history, they were sent them down two bags of gold. They always used to send up sheep. One time, they sent the gold. They sent up two pigs instead of the two sheep. The pigs didn't get to half the wall being carried up until the pig, as pigs do, they stuck their little legs into the wall, which again might have a lot of symbolism. The pig is the only animal. This is how you know the Torah is divinely written. The Torah says the pig is not kosher because it has split hooves and doesn't chew its cud. Right? That's the only animal like that. Right? And that's why that's Esav is compared to a pig. Right? Look at my feet. Right, it has split hooves, does not chew its cud, so maybe that's symbolic that it takes its kosher things and sign and sticks it into the wall, as if that's gonna make it kosher. But what happened? The kafatz me'eretz Yisrael abram parsa. Something jumped in Eretz Yisrael 40 parsa. Right? So the Korban Eidi here is 2 days. Either the chazir flew 40 parsa out of Eretz Yisrael, or there was like an earthquake. And the whole part of the Eretz Yisrael jumped 40 parsa. Be'osa shah garmu ha'avonus u'bat la'tamid v'charev ha'bayis. So that led to the korban that was happened on Shabbos Batamus. Okay, we skip the parentheses because it's going to come up later on the daf. So skip about 12 lines. V'hufka ha'ir. That's how you accomplish, how you move in daf yomi. You know, if there's a 15-line parentheses. V'hufka ha'ir. And this is the day that the walls were broken. So that you got to look in Tanakh. Ksiv, 1 second. The pasuk says, "Betisha lachodeshiv ka'ir." The pasuk says that in Yirmiyo, that on the ninth of Tammuz, the walls were broken. Matam or Hakan, you said the 17th? Was it the 9th or the 17th? So you look in the Bavli talks about maybe first Mikdash, maybe second Mikdash, but the Yushabi does not say that. Amar Tarko Barchani Loi, Kilkul Cheshbonos Yeshkan. What does Tarko say? Wow, unusual. Really, it was the 17th. But at the time of the tragedy, there was so much craziness going on. And a balagan, they didn't get the dates right. It was Kilgul. They wrote the 9th, but really it was the 17th. But they wrote the 9th, because Kilgul Cheshbonos Yeshkan. That's the language of the Gemara. And when Hashem dictated b'nevuah that the Sefer should be written, Hashem wrote it as when they felt it and made that mistake, Imo Anochi Bitsara. Hashem doesn't have to have objective historical truth right here. Hashem allows this mistake to be made when he dictated and he told Yirmiyo how to write the Sefer. Right, that's what the Korban Eidah says. V'lo rasa mikro l'shanos. We watch the Sam Kuhem. Lomar kaviyachal imo anochi imo besara. So that's Kilkel. Hadi, to save another example. V'yibashti asri shana be'echad l'chodesh. Also, this is right in the 11th month. Bashti, I'm saying 11th year in Av. Be'echad l'chodesh on the 1st. On the 1st, right? This is now in Yechezkel. Yechezkel sitting there in Bavel when he gets these nevuas. Be'echad l'chodesh edvar Hashem elayim on the 1st of Av ben Adam. Yana sh'amar tzur al Yerushalayim ha'och. Because tzur, ha'och always means besimcha. Because tzur was celebrating the destruction of Yerushalayim, I'm going to punish tzur. So Gemara says, mahu be'echad. Right, it said be'echad l'chodesh on the 1st of the chodesh. What does that mean? In teber be'echad ba'av. It was really on the first day of Av that Hashem told Yechezkel, I'm going to punish a tzur, because they're celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't happen yet. Adayin lo nisraf. It wasn't burned yet. This is the first of Av. And he tera b'echad be'elul, so it was the first of the next month. Elul. B'yom b'layla dafek bol dira min Yerushalayim v'asik l'tzur. So why did it take so long? It takes a day to get from Yerushalayim to tzur. He shouldn't have waited a month later. And then only a month later, Hashem says, because they celebrated. So elul, it must be kilkol cheshbonos yeshkan. It must be also connected to the mess up of the dates. And we're going to see it's connected to the first mess up in a second. Because the first mess up said it was the ninth instead of the ninth of Tammuz instead of Tisha B'Av. So we're going to see there always has to be a 21-day break. So that's why Shavuos of Tammuz, that's 21 days later till Tisha B'Av. If it's the ninth of Av, if it's the ninth of Tammuz, 21 days later is the first of Av. And that's why the Kilkel connects. Let's continue. Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lemelech. A different shot. Why does it, you don't have to say Kilkel. Lemelech Shai Yoshim Machaj Cheshbonos. Let's say a king is figuring things out, his numbers. Ubov Amrlo Nishba Bincha. V'niz Kalkelu Cheshbonosav. Right. If there's a shock, somebody comes to a king and says, your son has been captured, everything else pales and nothing else in the world is going on. And like, this is the first day of the rest of his life. And that's why, like, once this tragedy happens, you don't go by any other dates, right? And that's what happened here, right? That's what the dates are different from the day the tragedy happened. Similarly, Amar Yasazeh Rosh LeCheshbonos. That's why this becomes the first of the Cheshbonos, and the Korban Eidah says, Hachanami, Asa Yom Tisha B'Av Rosh LeCheshbon, U'Be'emes B'Yom Achorba Nishba B'Tzur, Vosu Yom Kor L'Cheskel Be'echa B'Chodesh. Really, another pshat, really, it was Yechezkel, it was Tisha B'Av, but he said the first, because this is the first of the rest of my life. Rosh Shimon Lakish says similarly, Amar Lamel Shai Yoshim B'Chashem Cheshbonos, Bov Amar Lo, they not only said, your son has been captured, but Nishba B'Tcha V'Tizkadeh, she was violated, Amar Yasa Zer Rosh L'Cheshbonos, period. Rabbi Mana Boy, Rabbi Mana says, You could say, after a tragedy happens, oh, there was a mess up in the dates, because they can't think straight. But in the future, when you find the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, it was the Tisha B'Av, and it got mixed up, and they said it was Shavuos of Tammuz, and they said it was the ninth of Tammuz. But Yecheskel, it was pre-Churban. It was pre-Churban. So you're saying they messed up before the Churban happened? So the Gemara says, no. The kilkel was parallel to the other kilkel. Bein kaman da'amar b'tishav lachodesh, bein kaman da'amar b'shiva asar, whether it says the 9th or the 17th of Tammuz, ma b'neim esr ve'echad yom. There's 21 days between the breaking of the walls and the Churban. Yom shivka yir v'yom shachar beis ha-migdash. And therefore, because the kilkel in Eretz Yisrael was the 9th of Tammuz, that's why Yechezkel's Nevuah was the first day of Av, which was 21 days later, what we call the 3 weeks. Finishing up the last section. Again, we could spend many hours on this, but we're just getting through. Amar Rabbi Avuna, Simana Asimin, Makal Shaked Ani Ro'eh. The beginning of Yirmiyahu, he gives the Nevuah of the almond stick. Why the almond? Ma'aluz Azeh. When from the blossom to the fruit, it's 21 days, very quick. 21 days from till the Churban. So therefore, the one that says that it was the 9th of Tammuz that the walls were breached, that's why it has to be 21 days later, the Yecheskel got that Nevuah. But according to what we know really happened on the 17th, so then it's 21 days later, Tisha B'Av, that's when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So much here, but we'll leave it for now. By the Shem, we'll continue next time.